episode 450, The Blame Game.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you today? You are going to create impact. Yes, you are. And we are going to remove all the blame. There is no blame game here today. That's what we're chatting about. If you are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited to have you here and present with us. Really, we are listening. We have listeners around the world, and I really want to serve you. And I can't do that if you're not talking to me. I can try to read your mind as best as I can, but it's much better if you communicate with me. So head on over to createyournow.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter. And I would love for you to reach out to me. If you're saying, you know what, Christiane, I've been listening to you for a while, and it would be great to have a conversation with you. Great. Send me a little note. You can send it to christiane@createyournow.com. Or if you're there already at the website, just hit on Let's Connect, and there you can jot me a note. I would love to connect for you. We can set up a time to meet. And guess what? It's F-R-E-E, free. Okay. Also, just a total side note, my voice has been going in and out. I've been doing a lot of recording lately. I don't think it's really that. Maybe it's the change of seasons, but I'm not sick. I promise you, I'm feeling really good. But if it cracks once in a while, it's not just because of my excitement and my love for you and my joy deep down in my heart. But I guess I must be battling something. Not sure what it is, but I'm feeling great. So I hope you are feeling great. It is time to jump in, and I'm excited to let you on a little secret. I have my first guest with me ever. We've never really done an interview here on Create Your Now. Our guest today is someone near and dear to my heart, and that's my son, little Grayson. He is number 5. He's the youngest of my 5 children, and you'll have a chance to meet him today later. You can go on Facebook, head on over to my page, my personal page, Christiane Wargo, and we are going to be doing a live interview session. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen with that session because we have joined with the Huffington Post and Facebook. They have a joint venture, and it's all about beginning to open up the lines of communication between children and their elders. I don't really necessarily consider myself an elder, but I am. I'm his parent. I'm his guardian. I'm here to take care of him. And so today I thought, what better way to celebrate that? They're kicking it off April 4th of 2016. Hashtag talk to me. That's how you can search for all different stories out there and you can listen to them. It's going to be fun. It's just going to be a bunch of probably hoots and laughter and maybe some tears involved too. I know we did a live event today when I'm actually recording this for you now, and I did it with my mom and my son Grayson and my niece Haley. And when we recorded it, I'd never done Facebook Live before, and it was a blast, and it was really a long session. But if you want to see more of those stories, they don't have to be necessarily with me. However, I would love for you to chime in. Then you can search for hashtag talk to me again through the Huffington Post or Facebook. All right. We cannot delay any longer. Hey, Grayson, it's great to have you here, baby.
Hi.
Welcome to the family here at Create Your Now. Of course, you always know that you've been a part of this family.
Yeah, I have.
Do I talk about these ladies a lot?
Yeah, you really do. You talk about them like every day, I guess.
Every single day. Well, I kind of do because they're important to me, just like you're precious to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the blame game. And I don't know about you ladies out there, but I know with blame, a lot of the times we are blaming others for what's happening. Grayson, do you find that even with you in your life?
Yeah, I normally blame a lot of people, or sometimes they blame me if like something happened and it wasn't really me, but they blamed it on someone if they were nearby or if they were next to you when it happened.
What do you think that blame came from?
Probably from, I don't know, older brothers, sisters, I guess.
Okay, so you're saying that they're blaming you, but you also said your friends blame you too. So what? Where is this blame coming from? Is it because of emotions, a situation? Can you give me an example?
Just like a situation, or like maybe I broke something, but it wasn't really me, or someone blames it on me, I guess.
Is that tough to handle when you are blamed?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain because if you're facing a teacher or something, then you get in this huge conversation and it's like, it wasn't me, but then it goes on talking about, well, are you sure it wasn't you?
So there's a lot of questions. Do you begin to question yourself?
I question myself a lot, maybe in my mind. Just going around thinking, no, this isn't me. Here, this is the person. He's lying.
So let's say the blame game is about you and you are being blamed for something that you didn't do. How does that make you feel?
I feel like I've been betrayed by my friends, like maybe they did that, but usually we make up, but really I don't like that happening.
So there's hurt involved.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing wisdom spoken from a fifth grader. Yes, I got to say, I'm a little partial to him, don't you think? You know, Grayson, you bring up a really good point about the hurt. The blame game that we do every single day hurts us individually. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah, and it's whether or not we're dishing out the blame or whether we get the blame dished out at us, right?
Right.
So one thing, you know, when we go about blaming, I want you to think back right now where you are in your journey. What have you blamed someone else for? What has been something that you have been blamed for? Because it's amazing to me. Of course, I'm amazed by a lot of things. And it's maybe more of fascination that blame stems from anger. Anger, madness, not being in control, being out of control. And a lot of the times we're trying to control our lives, but we can't. And when we don't get the outcome that we wanted, there tends to be what? Anger. We are hurt. And we tend to take it out on someone else. Can you apply any of that, Grayson, to your life?
Yeah, most of it. I guess I can blame people a lot, or maybe they can blame me a lot.
Can you give me an example of someone who blamed you for something and kind of walk us through that story?
Well, really, I don't have any because I can't really explain any that good.
You're not real sure. He's looking at me. He's so cute. He's like, Mom, I really don't have an answer for that. He's all smiles. If you could see it behind the scenes, he's so cute. Again, I'm a little bit partial to him. But I think it all boils down to blame and what blame really is. And blame is hurtful. Grayson, have you ever hurt any of your friends by blaming them?
I've hurt my friends a lot. On blaming them and they get angry and stuff.
So they get angry at you?
Yeah, they get angry at me, or maybe like one of my friends are in with me of blaming somebody.
So sometimes then you double up or triple up and you have two on three onto one or something like that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, the blame game is truly a victim mentality. And when we take this anger, something that hasn't gone right in our own lives, we want to extend it to somebody else. We want that hurt to go somewhere else. Why? Because it releases, you know, it's truly an inward chemical reaction, but we are releasing it. It's like we're throwing a ball, throwing our anger to give it away. It truly allows us to change the outcome. At least that's what we're thinking. So we play this victim mentality that the world is out to get you. You know, oh my gosh, the world is out to get me. No matter what I do, I'm always late. I'm doing this. Instead of turning the tables and saying, oh, wait a minute. What if I looked at it on the reverse and said, maybe it has nothing to do with the world. Had I got out on time, got up, didn't hit the snooze button 10 times, I wouldn't be right here where I am today, 10 minutes behind schedule. Now I'm late to work. My son's already late to school because we couldn't get out the door, and it's just a roller coaster from there. The blame game is a victim mentality. That doesn't leave you to victory, does it? No, it doesn't. It holds you where you don't want to be held, yet it's also comforting. Isn't that weird that the blame game can actually be comforting in your life? Why? Because it's not your fault. That's how you react to everything. Well, it's not for me to blame. Think about your relationship. The blame game is huge in relationships, huge. Because what you see is not what you're getting. You blame the other one. So you blame your spouse. Well, my gosh, the house is so dirty because he won't pick up his socks. He won't help with the laundry. He won't do the dishes with me. I'm always cleaning and scrubbing. He leaves his stuff all over the place. You know, I still have a job and oh my goodness. And then yet on the reverse, he's saying, well, she works from home. She should have plenty of time to do the laundry. She should have dinner ready when I say it should be done. And there's this constant role of, well, he said, she said, and it's the blame game. It's the victim mentality. No one wants to take responsibility. Grayson, you mentioned earlier about the teacher and how you'll stand there and this conversation will go on and on and on sometimes, right?
Right.
So when you're having this conversation with the teacher and you're talking about things, you're really trying to figure out who did what in the blame game.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what is that doing? When you have this discussion, what are you trying to come down to?
Well, you're trying to come down to who did it, what happened, when did. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you... You're so cute. You're doing awesome, though, by the way. It is that. It's called what? The truth. Right? You're trying to figure out the truth. The teacher's standing there and saying, what really happened?
Yeah.
So what really did happen?
Well, maybe like I hurt somebody or I pushed him down or something like that. And then I go to either the principal's or like I go to my teacher and everything.
So they're just trying to find the truth.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at this, who's your teacher? Who's holding you accountable when you're trying to figure out what you're doing in your life? You see, growing up, you get people like that that can help you in your ways and help direct you. Kids have that. But when we grow up, who is our accountability partner? Who do we have to rely on? Who holds us to truth? Who holds us to victory versus victimhood? It's really easy to play the victim card. Why? Because it's comfortable. It's a natural state that we can put ourselves in because, frankly, it's easier. It's easier to lash out and blame somebody else. Why? Because we don't have to take responsibility for it. We can kind of wash our hands of the situation and walk away. Grayson, you guys recently had... I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you have a snowball fight this year?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Do you recall that incident?
No.
You don't recall that incident? You had the snowball fight. Okay, I got to remind him here a little bit. Didn't you guys, or maybe you didn't have an actual snowball fight, but you guys were out at recess and you came home. What happened to your eye? Do you remember that?
Yeah, now I do. So we were throwing snow, my friends and I, and I think one of my friends accidentally threw it at my face and it hit my eye, and there was some ice in it.
And what happened?
I got a black eye from it.
Okay. And so then obviously the teacher got involved and started asking questions. Did the blame game happen during that initial time?
Yes, it actually did. It went back and forth. It was like, no, my friend did it. Like this friend. No, it was this friend. And then they're saying, like, no, I didn't do it. But they actually did it, and they know they did it, but they're blaming other people.
So you're the one who was hurt on the end of that. How did that make you feel?
I felt like they were fighting. Like, I don't know, over, not really over, like, me, but they were, like, trying to tell the teacher, like, who the actual person was, I guess.
Okay. So in our lives, we can take that story there, and it's a snowball effect. You can be in a snowball fight, maybe not literally like Grayson was, but you're going to get hurt from it. And the problem is you're fighting right back. And it's whether or not, are you willing to make a choice? Are you ready to stop and say, okay, I'm done with this. I'm done playing the victimhood. I'm ready to be the victor. I'm ready to have victory over the blame game. I'm all done with this. So here is your kiss. And the kiss is this: let go of the blame to understand the lesson. Let go. Let it go. But the thing is, we like to hold on to it. Why? Well, because again, we're back into victimhood mentality. It's easier to blame somebody else, to let them take responsibility for it instead of us. So, in order to let go of the blame to understand the lesson, you have to, number one, have forgiveness. There's got to be forgiveness involved. You have to forgive the mistakes that you've made, mistakes other people made. The mistakes, whether they're good or bad, there has to be forgiveness. There's also emotions involved. There's feelings. People get hurt. Words are damaging, and we don't think about all of this when we think we're just, oh, well, it's all her fault. If you go back and you look at this from a team perspective, if you are in leadership of a team, and your team may be your family, that's a leadership position. You're the CEO of your family. You're leading them. Maybe you're leading a team of customer service reps. Maybe you're leading a team of consultants because you're part of a network marketing group. And as this team leader, you sit here and say, well, gosh, I didn't know about this sale was going on. And so I am so sorry that you missed all this opportunity to share it with your hundreds of customers. But, you know, really, you should have read your email because it was in there. You're trying to throw it off onto somebody else instead of saying, I am so sorry for this. I should have been more diligent at getting this communicated to you. I will do better next time. You know, please forgive me. Do you see the difference of the approach? It's very easy, though, to play the blame game. It's easy to get caught up in it, but we have to let it go in order to understand the lesson and to get that lesson and to grow from it, because that's ultimately why we're here. We were created as constant learners. God wants us to learn more and more, to grow deeper, not only with his relationship, but the relationships within us and around us. That leads me to number two, accountability. You have to have accountability to, number one, yourself. It has to be yourself first. Because if you don't hold yourself accountable, then you are totally playing the victimhood. You're totally playing the victim. And maybe you've been doing that all your life and you've never realized it till right now, because the whole world has always been against you. Your mom has been against you. Your sister's been against you. Your family's been against you. Maybe you were one who was adopted and you were put up for adoption and you were adopted and you just felt like the world's always out to get me. I can never catch a break. Change it around. Don't make it about the blame game. Change it around and say, I want to let go of this and understand what I'm supposed to learn, what I'm supposed to gain from this lesson being taught here. Accountability to yourself, then accountability to your team, the team of your family, your husband, the team at work, the team that you work with. If you're an entrepreneur, the team, and your team may be of one person. It doesn't matter. They're still your team. Are you on it? Or are you trying to throw them under the bus? And ultimately, then, in order to let go of the blame, to understand the lesson, you have to take aim. You actually have to begin to take action to create that motivation, to ignite the motivation, to keep going, to get yourself out of victimhood and say, I'm ready to be the victor over this. I'm done with the blame game. I'm putting it away in its own box, and it's going away for good. I don't want you to get stuck blaming others, releasing your anger on everybody else, because maybe really it's a lesson that you need to learn. That is so hard to do. And I brought Grayson in on this whole topic of conversation, not just because it affects the Talk to Me and it's part of the series that Huffington Post is doing, but I wanted to get a different perspective, a child's perspective on the blame game, because it starts at a very young age. And so look at your children. Are you even blaming your own children? I can't take care of myself. I don't have time to lose weight. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to be healthy because I have 3 children to take care of. Because I have to go to work. Because, oh, wait, I have to go volunteer. Do you really have to do any of that? It's the vocabulary that we're using. You need to change your vocabulary. So I would add in there, which I love doing sometimes here at last minutes, is on when you're talking about the kiss, forgiveness, accountability, change your vocabulary and then take aim. That vocabulary is really important. Listen to how you're speaking to yourself. Listen to the words that you are saying. What are you talking about? Are you blaming your children? Are you blaming your husband? And yet you say, wait a minute. I really want to work on our relationship. But in all your conversations that you have, you're throwing darts at him every single time. That's not going to get you anywhere. That's the blame game. Most of us don't even know that we're doing it. I know I did it for years. And I didn't realize that I was doing it. I didn't think I was doing it. And I did it out of perfectionism almost. Well, I expect you to do this, 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 and this. But yet, was I doing this, 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 and this? Oh, yeah, I was to a degree, but I was still missing out on things. Or it would be in instances where, for example, I was in pageants. And I don't know that I've shared this with you all, but I was in beauty pageants. I did the Miss America side of things. I did not go Miss USA. And then I did some private ones. And I did Junior Miss, Miss America pageants. And then I also did, oh my goodness, I can't remember. It was a Hawaii one when I was there. But the crazy thing was, is this, okay, I'm going to get to the story, okay, the root of the story here. Why I'm telling you this whole thing is that I was always the runner up. I was never the winner. And you may not think that's a big thing, but when you continue on in life, and I started that in high school because I wanted to. My mother did not pressure me into it. I used to watch Miss America when I was real, 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 real little, and I love the talent part in it. My talent, I played my flute, and they didn't push me at all. My parents were not saying, hey, you got to do this. You got to go and earn the scholarship money, which I would have loved, but they never pushed me on that. It was me. Me, myself, and I wanted to do that. But the crazy thing was, is I was always first runner-up. And you know what? I was always blaming somebody else. I never saw it as that, but technically I was playing the blame game. If I was first runner-up on this pageant, it was because of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I wore the wrong dress or, you know, the judges were just too judgmental. They didn't like me or they'd already picked the winner. crazy things like that. But the thing is, that didn't help me learn any lessons from it. And so when I began to recognize that I was blaming everyone for my lack of the crown, my lack of winning, I decided to play the victim. Why? Because it was easier. Because I was hurt. I wasn't picked the winner. How many times in your life have you not been picked the winner? How many times in your life have you been struggling? How many times in your life have you just said, I can't get to where I'm going and I don't know how to do it? Most of the time we resort to the blame game. Stop now. It really isn't worth playing it. You could find other fun games to play. Scrabble, Monopoly. And I'm sure there's so many crazy things on our digital devices that you can play. But don't get stuck in the blame game. It just hurts you. And so as you go throughout your days and you moments occur and think about it. Maybe you get in, you're stuck in traffic. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just wish you would get out of my way. What is he doing? You know, now I'm going to be da-da-da. And you hear yourself in conversation. Stop. And say, whoa, am I playing the blame game here? Because if you're not in it to win it, then you're not going to do it. You're not going to do life. Because you're putting it off on everybody else. You won't become the person that you really want to become. You won't become your best selfie because you'll be hiding behind everybody else's. Because that's where you want to be. It's the blame game. Stop throwing around anger. Stop putting yourself in the limelight to be the victim. It's time to start shining your bright light of victory. The diamond in the rough that you are. And you're such a beautiful one. So today, go out, be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. Grayson, thank you so much for joining us. I love you, son. And we will talk to you later. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.